spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow. Standing on an endless horizon with our faith.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
And greetings, friends, such as you are. I'm a little behind the times to get this done this evening. I was off visiting my friend Michael and his wonderful family just a few kilometers from where I live. It's a funny thing. I've lived in Europe for going on 12 years, except for my friend Roy. I would have to say I have no friends here. Out of nowhere now, I suddenly find that there are all kinds of people within close radius who've been reading the blogs for years. My good friend Ollie lives 100K away. He bought my car. This lovely woman in France who wanted to bring a flatbed up to take the car away and hopefully still likes me is just down the road, sort of, Provence-wise. A handful of kilometers away is a couple in Rheinfelden who wanted the car too, but I had to go with first come, first serve, especially since Ollie brought me some K as well. That was proof to me that he deserved the car. And a fine car it is. I picture him driving it around with no problems and saying to himself, the man did not lie to me. This ride's like a dream. And I should know because I drove it all over the place in that dream and it never failed me. Tonight, Starfleet Commander Visible is hovering in the saucer pod over an ocean somewhere. I can't tell which ocean. All I know is that it's big and seriously wide, like the Irish folk song says. I can cross over, or something to that effect. So much for that. In any case, I'm hovering over the ocean because those who know the ocean know that it swallows all regrets. It is composed of human tears, which account for the salt, and you should keep in mind which geometric structure salt tends to crystallize in. Hint, hint. People ought to learn their chemistry, and they would have a lot less trouble turning garbage into gold. Or am I too obscure for the listening public? Anyway, I went to visit a man who had been reading these blogs for years today. God is really good to me. I met the most surprising people, and this fellow Michael is a gem. He's nondescript to look at, and in some ways appears to be vain ordinaire, but what a mind he has. I don't say this from anything he offered me as evidence, but based solely on telepathy, what I was picking up out of the air. He has 5 children, and I only met 2, but those 2 were, Jesus, remarkable. They were both female. One was 17 and one about 14. My God, were they beautiful, intelligent, and self-aware. And I thought to myself, this man has really accomplished something in his life. I'm no stranger to beauty, but these were works of art at the hands of the divine and human agency working together. And all I could think was that this red, well, I don't know. See, you rarely see the female personage or the male personage either at this time or any time adding up to something uncorrupted, you know. Something is not perverted and pulling trains. I see it in my provincial area, so I can only imagine what's happening in the urban landscape. I don't know what composer was playing when I came into the house, but Michael asked me who I liked, and I said, the piano concertos of Chopin and Beethoven, and he directed one of those divine angels that he was responsible for to go and put something on. And I don't know what the listener knows about classical music, but most composers have a definite signature that comes out fairly quickly. They have their quirks. Besides an entirely different approach to the science, one would never mistake Bach for Beethoven, and you'll never hear Beethoven where the left hand doesn't come into play significantly soon enough. This man who I had been in correspondence with for a few months had been asking me to visit, and I was always busy, and when I'm not in Mexico, to start with, but after a late-night session with a motherload of pure MDMA and no sleep, I thought, hey, it's time to make that visit. What a really nice person. And it was funny. I expected a more polished environment, befitting a doctor, but it was raw and rustic and warm. The mother hen did not trust me. I think she thought I had designs on her daughters, not realizing that if I were a chicken rancher, I could easily farm it right here where I live. I'm more an appreciator than a participator, but you can't tell mothers that. They always spot me right away. There's something weird about that guy, and they're right. It just happens to be a different weird than the one they're thinking of. I already did everything I needed to do with every age group on my way up. Unlike most of the frustrated males in the world, of the moment, I don't feel like I missed anything. And though I probably only took advantage of 10% of what was out there, I got my share, and I don't now regret what I wish I had done. Maybe I'm lucky since God has always been my object. I've consistently and determinedly sought God, as any number of my girlfriends will confirm, to their distress. Trust me, all of them wish that I would learn to color inside the lines. But the way my personal car is designed, it doesn't run on rails. It ain't going to happen. Anyway, I stayed up all of last night in one of those things that I substitute for the generic alcohol haze most people live in, which has its own haze, but is more my kind of rainbow. And I knew I had to go and visit this man today, and I was warring within myself whether to go or stay. Should I go or should I stay? Or something like that. Let's face it. I wouldn't have passed any legal determinant of being lawfully allowed to operate a motor vehicle. But we're also talking about a guy who once drained hundreds of hits of LSD and then drove his Corvette, and by the way, I hate those cars, on the Lahaina Highway, where every car that was coming looked like the Starship Enterprise. Nobody said a word till we got to Wailuku, and then both of them turned around and almost in unison said, how did you do it? I said, simple. I looked at the white line on the right-hand side of the road, and it worked. It always does. Of course, screw-ups can and do happen, but I'm either lucky or guided. I'm mentioning these things anecdotally because I hope to pass on something of deeper import, and that is trust. Trust. It's a big deal with me. And if I were someone who offended the home on the range motif, I would have a lot of that written down on my yellow sheet. There's nothing in my yellow sheet. So I find myself today in the company of a man I never met before, his wife and their two daughters, and I'm just being me and engaging all the participants to say a little about themselves. And you need to understand, these young ladies sitting there were world-class, Hollywood-worthy, beautiful. And I guess the mom knows that and knows how males generally are, but truth be told, I was captured by their intellect, their poise, and how genuinely clean they were. I thought I was in a Merchant in Ivory film, for Christ's sakes. It could have been 100 years before. All my life I've had problems with people's parents because they mistake the kind of seduction I'm there for. I'm more Socrates-like than Svengali. I'm definitely a seducer, but I'm after their minds, not their privates. Wasn't Socrates accused of being a corrupter of youth? Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was. Well, I had a good time, and I met some good people, and over time, I don't think anyone will have any apprehensions about me there, but in the short run, that's bound to happen because all humanity gets lumped together as something outside the walls. As I was leaving, I said to the mother, I know I'm eccentric, but I'm not dangerous. Oh, sure, I could be, if the very thing she was concerned about showed up and I was present. I can appreciate beauty. I consider it a gift. Far too many people want to possess it, though. And even if the one who possesses it squanders it, it's theirs to give or withhold. No one else has that right. I'm talking about trust tonight because that's an important issue these days. People might trust the people they know, but everything outside of that is suspect. Certainly the government is, and religion, spare me. The only time they have a connection to God in these times will be when God destroys them. And nothing serves to destroy like the everyday actions of the medium itself. Yes, it's supposed to be a medium, some kind of living link between God and the people, manipulated by it. And the priests in the religions, like governments, want to be a force to reckon with. And the next thing you know, you have the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition. Folly follows folly. Those who speak for the ineffable do to small audiences. The big stages are reserved for the big hair liars. That's fine, because if there is no truth in your words, they'll quickly fall to the ground like dead leaves. But if there is truth, then it'll pass from one mind to the other, from your lips to God's ears. A reader asked me this week to do these shows a little more slowly so he could get what I was saying, and I hope I'm doing that tonight. You know, if you're not hearing what you want to hear, it's no big deal to let me know. And if you don't, then there you go. I keep thinking about that guy, Michael, that I met today and his family. What little I saw told me that man is a complete success, regardless of any attendant credentials. Any one of us could only wish we had such a legacy. As I understand it, he homeschooled his kids in their early years and then sent them off to the regular schools, I guess, and you'd have had to have been there and seen the intelligence shining out of his daughter's eyes. My hat's off to him and the other several people I've met also after spending 12 years here all by myself, except for Suzanne, her mom, and her dogs. It seems like I'm finding that there are all kinds of people right here in my neighborhood who are alert and open and willing. I don't know what to make of it. I've had half a dozen people contact me in recent days that live in walking distance, if you don't mind walking a few hours. When the excrement hits the fan, and it will come suddenly with no warning, except for the ongoing warnings you've had all along, you're only going to have what's right around you. You're going to have whatever sense of community you think you have measured up against what you actually have. That's when push and shove decide to have a drink and talk about what they're going to do to you after they got a load on. People, I can't stress this enough. Seek God and see God in everyone you meet. It takes some getting used to, but God actually lives in every one of us. And if you look God in the eye, God will more than likely look back. I know this. I live this. But sometimes it doesn't matter what your best intentions are. If God wants things to go sideways, then God will make sure it happens. I've yet to see God's intrusion in my life as having been anything less than spot on and absolutely positive, though. For most people, this comes in certain ways that bolsters their faith. In my case, since I'm certifiable, batshit insane, it can be a little more extreme. My position has always been that you can't really get close to God unless you're no longer sane by ordinary yardsticks. More reasonable minds might say otherwise, but since I note that just about everyone God touches is labeled as, and defined as crazy, it should make you think. It should make you think. God's real friends don't have big churches and public relations departments. God's real friends go quietly about their business, understanding the real import of true words. and deeds and the effect they have. Occasionally, God will ask one of us to step up and prove by demonstration just how great that power is. You're going to get to see some of that soon, as some of his better vehicles are called to stop the world in its tracks. There is about to be an enormous shift in who has the power. In a moment, certain circuits won't work anymore. In a moment, the whole dynamic is going to change. We'll be there, breathless in wonder at what we can't believe is actually true. And then following events will prove itself. The old world is out of here, and that means a change in the personnel who are formerly in the driver's seat. They are now going to be by the side of the road and dependent on whatever mercies they dispense in their time. All right, my friends. Looks like I've got to, like, hell out of here. So I'll see you next week if there is one. Geez, may God just captivate and hold you in the shining center of his heart, you know, and protect you against all the vicissitudes of life. That said, Hare Krishna, aloha, and Haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.